Rabbi Drax's record.
Okay, and I don't know.
It's
not really likely, but okay. Maybe.
45 minutes.
Okay, we are sponsored, as usual, by the Greensteins in honor of Yomi, Yosef Menachem, and Gershon, and Shiras Le'ilu Yenishma. So, I don't know whether there are going to be bagels coming this morning. I wouldn't hold my breath for that. I don't know, maybe.
Did you go get them?
No.
Well, if you didn't go get them, I didn't.
Okay, today we're on Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. Over Yantif, the rabbi did Daf Lamed. He got into the Mishnah. This Mishnah, the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, is just listing what Kriyas HaTorah you do on different Moadim. So on the bottom, the Mishnah says, Pesach Korin Parshas Moado Shal Toras Kohanim. On Pesach, you read Shor HaKesef. Toras Kohanim is the official name of Sefer Vayikra. Be'atzeres, that's what we sort of do. The Gemara is going to quote a Brisa and other practices that'll match with what we do better. Be'atzeres Shiva Shavuos. And that's natural. Be'Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh HaShvi. On Rosh Hashanah, you read the relevant psukim in the Chumash. And Yom Kippur, Acharei Mos. In Yom Kippur, we read the beginning of Acharei Mos. Be'antav Acharin Shelchag. Be'antav Arishon Shelchag, Korin Parshas Modo Shebetoras Kohanim. And the first day of Sukkis, you also read Shor HaKesev. It's also there in Toras Kohanim, because that part of Shor HaKesev runs through the Moadim. So it's relevant to all of them. Bishar kol yemos hachag, at least the Shalosh Regalim. Bishar kol yemos hachag, the other days of Sukkis. Remember, Chag is the name for Sukkis in the Mishnayos. Bekorbanos hachag. Naturally, you read the paragraphs that pertain to the korbanos that you offer during each of those days, because each day is different on Sukkis. The Chanukah b'Nesiim, on Chanukah you read the end of Naso, which describes the korbanos of the Nesiim, korbanos meaning the gifts of the Nesiim, towards the dedication of the Mishkan. B'Purim v'yavo amalek, on Purim we read v'yavo amalek, that's clear, even though that has only 9 psukim in it. B'Rosh Chodashim b'Rosh Chodshechem, on Rosh Chodesh you read b'Rosh Chodshechem, that's what we do. And b'ma'amados, and we don't really have ma'amados anymore, but when they had ma'amados, which were these, I think we spent a lot of time over the years trying to get to the bottom of what these ma'amados were. Different communities we assigned to take a week out of the year and to do certain things in kind of a demonstration that they were trying to participate with the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, because the korbanos are supposed to be offered on behalf of everybody. Everybody is supposed to be there. And so there was an institution called ma'amados, which really had a split function where some people were on site and some people were off site. And in any case, if you were one of those communities flagged to be the ma'amad for that week, then you would read Kriyas HaTorah during the week and you'd say, read Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ubetani Yos. Brachos uklalos. And on fast days, you read the Tochacha. Brachos uklalos is the Tochacha. We don't do that, but that's what it says in the Mishnah to do. Ein mafsikin beklalos. And incidentally, whenever you're reading the Tochacha, ein mafsikin, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. Once you start, you have to keep going all the way to the end. Elo echad korei es kulan. You have to have one person read the whole thing. B'sheni b'chamishi. The Gemara is going to have different reasons for why that policy exists. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos mincha, on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos afternoon, korin kisidra, and you just read whatever parsha you're up to. V'ein olam l'ham min ha'cheshbon, but it doesn't count towards the reading of that week, which means that you're going to have to start again on Shabbos morning at the beginning of what you did Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha. Shenamar. And this Shenamar is, of course, a non sequitur, but let's see. Shenamar, like it says, Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem l'Bnei Yisrael. It says Moshe Rabbeinu spoke or communicated or in some way established Moadei Hashem l'Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvah san, Sheyu Korin Kol Echad V'Yachad V'Zmano. is he intended that it be appropriate to read those relevant parts of the Torah on each moed. Kol achad v'yachad bizmano. That's what it says in that pasuk. So obviously this Shneamar doesn't relate to the previous, immediately prior thing. It relates more to the whole Mishnah, as Rashi says, about how that you there are different kriyas Torahs for each moed. All right, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan is a brisa. Remember, the Mishnah began talking about what to read on Pesach, and it really didn't give us a lot of information. It just gave us one rule that you read Shor Kesev. So here the brisa fills it out a lot more. Tana Rabbanan, b'Pesach. On Pesach, Korin b'Parshas Modos, you read the Shor Kesev. Umaftirin, and the Haftarah that you read, and this is another thing, is that it adds also what Haftarahs you do on these different Moedim. Really, the whole daf is going to be about that. We're just going to be listing what the laning is and what the haftarah is for all these different times. So it says, Maftir and Bepesach Gilgal. And on Pesach, you read about the story of Bnei Yisrael when they first entered Eretz Yisrael. That's Pesach Gilgal. V'ha'idna. And nowadays, or really more appropriately, what it means is, and here in Chutz La'aretz, the Ika Tre Yomei, where there are two yantifs, of the beginning of Pesach. Yom HaKama b'Pesach Gilgal. The first day you make a Haftarah of Pesach Gilgal, ulamachar b'Pesach Yoshiyahu. The second day you read as the Haftarah, the Pesach of Yoshiyahu, where he discovered the Sefer Torah and they did a sensational Korban Pesach, which was the first moed that they encountered after the renewal. Shar Yemosa Pesach, Malakit Bikori Menyano Shel Pesach. And all the rest of Pesach, the Kriyas HaTorah is just going to be from just picking out of the Chumash the relevant places wherever Pesach comes up. Maihi, well, what are those? Amar Rav Papa the Amora now, this is not in the Brisa, Rav Papa the Amora says, Mapu Siman. Well, those would be Mapu. Actually, it tells you what the Mapu is. Mem is for Mishku, Aleph is Im Kesef Talva and Mishpatim, pay for Psolacha, which is in Kisisa, and the Vav of Pesach Sheni. We don't follow that. Yom Tov Acharon Shel Pesach, and the last day of Pesach, which is day 7, Korin Vayhi B'Shalach Paro, because that was Kriyas Yamsuf, was on the 7th day, Umaftirin, and after they read is Vayidaber David, which was also a Shira, Ulamachar Kola Bechor. And on the 8th day of Pesach, I guess Rav Papa was in Bavel, so he had an 8th day. Nahug Kol HaBechor. You read Kol HaBechor, Umaftirin, because Kol HaBechor also makes mention of Pesach. Umaftirin, Od HaYom, Benov LaMod. Okay, I mean, that isn't what we do. But
so the Gemara does not get into whether it's Shabbos, the Nisach, Aser Taaser,
yeah, just as Kol HaBechor. It doesn't imply that it should be any different. We're going to discover that even the conclusions of the Gemara don't align with what we do, because after the Gemara there were some innovations made by the Gaonim, and that stuck. And so Tosfos makes reference to some of that over here, but we're not even up to the end of the Gemara part of what we're supposed to do. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Ha'idna. And nowadays, so Abaye was after Rav Papa, and it couldn't have been much after Rav Papa, so in a brief amount of time, the minhag kind of solidified a different way. The Ha'idna Nahug Alma Lemikri. Nowadays, the practice became to read, and then he gives you an 8-word mnemonic, which is supposed to help you keep track of what the laning is for the 8 days of Pesach. But it's a cute mnemonic. It goes in, it's 4 couplets of 2-word phrases. It says, Mishoch Tura. Well, Mishoch Tura refers to Mishchu Kulachem Tzon, that's day 1, and Tura is Shoru Kesev. So Mishoch Tura is a mnemonic in the sense that it actually is a meaningful 2-word phrase. It means pull the shore. Pull the shore is a Kenyan Mashicha that you do with the shore. Kadesh Bekaspa. That's Kadesh is Kadesh li Kol Bechor. and im kesef talve. So that phrase means when you get married with kesef. And pesel b'madbara. That means the pesel is in the midbar. It refers to the Kriyas HaTorah of Vayifsol and Pesach Sheni b'midbar Sinai. I don't really know what the allusion is to the pesel in the midbar. And Shalach Bukhra. And that's B'shalach and called a Bechor. That part is the same. And I also don't know what Shalach Bukhra was, what meaningful phrase was Shalach Bukhra. In any case, V'yatzeres. Oh, so that's what it is, and that is actually what we do. Tosis makes the comment that when Shabbos falls out in the middle, it could throw off some of these krios. But like this year, for example, where Shabbos was on the last day, it didn't throw off anything. All you did was you just started the Kriyas HaTorah. Well, Shabbos was the first and last day, so you just have to fit seven aliyahs into it, but otherwise you're not changing it. What changes is when you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed and you read the Vayifsol, which is always the Shabbos Chol HaMoed thing. So if that falls out when you would read Psal, which would be day five, so then you wouldn't have to change anything. But it all sometimes falls out on day three, in which case you would have to throw... Tosis just points out all those things. Okay, in any case, B'yatzeres on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos. And naturally, that's what you would read. Shiva Shavuos, which is anyway Kol HaBechor. Umaftiran v'Chabakuk. And you read the Haftarah Chabakuk. Okay. I can't say that I exactly know why you would read that part on Shavuos. Acherim amrim b'chodesh ha'shlishi. Acherim, other Tanoim said that no. What would you read? Kol HaBechor. You should read the Maimed Har Sinai, like it says in Yisro, and Umaftirim b'Merkava, and the Haftarah should be that very dramatic scene, which was the Maisa Merkava, where he saw the angels. Okay. In any case, and then the Gemara says, well, nowadays we have 2 days, so we're going to do both. The Ha'idna the Ika Tre Yomei. Nowadays we have 2 days of Shavuos, Avdin and Ketarvai. We follow both of their shitos, the Ibcha, but we reverse. So on the first day, on Vav Sivan, on the first day of Shavuos, we read Bechodesh HaShlishi, because that was actually, can't really say this, but at least Rashi says, well, because Maimed Har Sinai was Vav Sivan, and so we read Bechodesh HaShlishi on Vav Sivan. And then on Yom Tov Sheni Shagalias, we read Kol HaBechor. And B'Rosh Hashanah, B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. On Rosh Hashanah, what do we read? We read B'Chodesh HaShvi'i, which is in Pinchas, but is that what we do? No, we're going to see. That's what it says over here. B'Chodesh HaShvi'i, right, which is in Pinchas. We do that from Aftir. B'Maftir Nabein Yakir Li Ephraim. And for Haftar, you read Abein Yakir Li Ephraim, because Rashi says, because of the phrase, Zachar Ezkerenu Od Rachim Arachmenu Num Hashem, which is what we want on Rosh Hashanah. The Yesham Reim Hashem Pakar Asara, Umaftir and Bechana.
Some of this we do, some of this we don't do.
Yeah, some we're doing, right. And some we're not following from what it says in the Gemara. But the Gemara, it presents all of this, and then it itself sometimes modifies what the practice is. So in this one, we'll see in the next line that what we do is actually represented here. And then, V'yesham Rima Shempakar Esara, on the assumption that Pekita was on Rosh Hashanah. El Maftirin Bechana. And Haftarah is Haftarah of Chana, where she's told of having Shmuel, and she has Shmuel. V'yoyidna D'ika Tre Yomei. Nowadays, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kama Ki Yesham Rim. The first day we do what the Yesham Rim says, which is Shempakar Esara. Ulamachar, we read the Akeda. V'ho'elokim nisa'es Avraham. That's what we do. Maftirin ha'ben yakirli. Yep, that is what we do. V'yom kippur korin achrimos. On Yom Kippur, we read the whole first part of achrimos. U'maftirin, because that all describes the avod of Yom Kippur, naturally. U'maftirin kikoam aram v'nisa. Okay, in Yeshayahu. If you read the Haftarah, you realize that it has a lot to say about what the proper... observance of the of a fast day is lo zed somev charehu halachov. In any case, and a mincha koren be arayos, and in mincha of Yom Kippur you read the arayos. Rashi says, well, because in your inspiration to bichos of a tshuva, that's a very important place to start. Tosfos say because there's particular provocation on Yom Kippur towards arayos because of the way the women were dressed. And so there was greater urgency to remind everybody to be mindful of these prohibitions. So you read Arayos on Yom Kippur in afternoon. And Maftiran B'Yona. And we do Maftir Yona also about the power of tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a comment in Agadita. Kol makom shata motzi gvura so shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anywhere you see the psukim describe the majesty and the glory of Hashem, atamotzei anvesanu so. You find Hashem involved in the low things, the low people and low activities. Darza kasuv b'Torah shanoi b'nevim u'mashulash b'ksuvim. If you say v'yitin lecha, you know this. If you don't say v'yitin lecha, you probably this is unfamiliar. So it says that you see this theme represented in the Chumash and also in Navi and also in the Ksuvim. Kasa b'Torah, ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokeiho Elokim v'Adoneiho Adonim. Right, so it's a description of the glory of Hashem, Hashem's greatness, which would perhaps make a tendency that Hashem would be only involved in majestic things, the Ksiv Basrei, but right away characterizes Hashem as Osem Mishpat Yasom V'Yalmana, takes care of the vulnerable and the low people. And so that's apparently also something that Hashem glories in. Shanui ben Avim, it's also, you see the same phenomenon in Psukim and Navi, Koa Maram ben Isa, Shochein Ad, the Kadoshimo. And like it says that Hashem also is beyond us and is above us. Uksiv Basrei, V'yasdaka, Ushfal Ruach. And also, and right away, it says that Hashem is with the downtrodden and the lowly. And Mishulash B'Ksuvim, same thing. V'chsiv and Tehillim, Solu, L'rochev V'aravos, B'Kashimo. Which means, try to glorify Hashem, the one who exists in the upper realms. Uksiv basrei aviyasomim v'dayan almanos. And right away Hashem is depicted as the one who takes care of the yasomim and the almanos. Presumably, these kinds of things are intended to model that for us, that we're supposed to feel that way, that we're supposed to feel that the greater that we become, the greater our responsibilities towards the people who are less likely to be in our immediate circle and our notice. And so this is supposed to be a muster for us. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Korin B'Parshas Moados or B'Toras Kohanim. On the first day of Sukkot, you read Choru Kesev. And Maftirin Hina Yom Bal Hashem. You read the Psukim in Zechariah, it says Hina Yom Bal Hashem, which makes reference to the fact that in the future the time is going to come and the goyim are going to have a Sukkot opportunity, and and some people are going to take it, some people not. Dil Idna Deika Tre Yome. Nowadays we have 2 days of the Yontif of Sukkot of the beginning. The Machar Mikra Chinami Karina. The second day, we do the same laning. We do Shara Kesa both first days of Sukkot, that's true. Uvafturi Mayim Afturina, and Vayikwalu Elamelach Shlomo. And they all gathered around Shlomo, who dedicated the Beis HaMikdash they just built, and that was an event that happened on Sukkot. The Shara Kol Yemosa Chag. Yeah, it might be the only time that we do the two in a row. Yep, that sounds like it's the only time that we do the two in a row.
Is there a reason given as to why we should be saying the same laning both days?
Because they ran out of other psukim that would pertain to. Does it come up in the Chumash anywhere else? No, it's that one in Emor. And in
Shulzim.
Where?
No, it's like Perek Tet Zayin.
Of what?
In Dvar.
Yeah, in other words, Kol HaBachar. In other words, the Kol HaBachar makes reference to these psukim. So we're going to do that, but that's going to be at the end. So one way or the other, it's either going to have to come back again because of the end. There's just not enough about Sukkot. I mean, it doesn't mean that creative people couldn't have come up with other psukim in the Chumash that pertain. I mean, if it's Kiba Sukkot Hashavtis Bnei Yisrael Beotzias Meiretz Mitzrayim, so you could have read other parts of Beotzias Mitzrayim, and that would have also been applicable. But anyway, they didn't do that. And it says here, Yantif Acharon, Ishar Kol Yemos HaChag, Korin BeKorbanos HaChag. And all the other days of Chol HaMoed, you just read the relevant days of the Korbanos for that particular day. In Eretz Yisrael, that is what they do. They just read that one day. And here in Chutz La'aretz, we read 3 days' worth, of which the two are what's called the Sfeika de Yoma, that's applicable, and then we have one day that we just read that's not relevant to the day that we're up to. Like if we're up to day four, so day four is, of course, a Sfeika 3 and Sfeika 4, but we read 3, 4, and 5. Five, definitely not five, but we read that anyway in Chutz La'aretz anyway. That's kind of weird. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't do that. They just read 4, 4, 4, 4. Because that's the only day that it is. It wasn't 3, and it's not 5. In any case, that's what it says here. It's Korin B'Korban HaSachag. Yatav Acharon, on the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, Korin Kol HaBechor. You read Kol HaBechor Mitzvos V'Chukim U'Bechor. That's a funny way to say it. We read Kol HaBechor Mitzvos V'Chukim U'Bechor. So Rashi here says, Kol HaBechor, but we don't start with Kol HaBechor, which means we're really reading Mitzvos and Chukim and Bechor, which means we start with Aser to Aser. So Rashi understands that on Shmini Atzeres, you read Kol HaBechor, but you start back at Aser to Aser. Not all the Rishonim feel that that's warranted here, and they don't necessarily think that that is the right way to handle Shmini Atzeres unless it falls on Shabbos. But if it doesn't fall on Shabbos, then maybe that's not what it's saying over here. Maybe it just means you read from Kol HaBechor like you would on Pesach and like you would on Shavuos. And so that's why, and I'm pretty sure that we do this in this shul, is that they will on Shmini Atzeres, which is Chal B'chol, they're going to start with Aser Te Aser, but just in case they weren't supposed to, they'll read the entire thing through the first paragraph of Kol HaBechor as Kohen. Because that way, whether you were supposed to start a Kol HaBechor, you got it. And whether you're supposed to start a Aser Te Aser, you got that. And as opposed to if it falls on a Shabbos, so then you do like we did yesterday. You say Aser Te Aser, and then you stop a paragraph in, and then you say Miketz Shevashanim, you stop there, and then you do Kol HaBechor, I guess, Shlishi. But that has to do with this Girsa question over here in our daf. Because they point out that it may be specifically relevant to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you know, Sukkot generally is a time of Asifa. It's when all the food that was sitting out in the field is now being collected in, and now they're giving out to the Aniyim. So the Aser Te Aser, I guess, has a lot about those activities. All right. And then, Maftirin Vayhi Kechal Shlomo, and the Haftarah is also when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, the inauguration. Because it was soon after the previous one, Vayikoyalu Elamelech Shlomo. It's the next paragraph in the Navi. Elamachar Korn Zosa Bracha. And the last day, which is Simchas Torah, you read called Zosa Bracha. You finish off the Torah. Maftir and Vayamod Shlomo. We don't do that. Vayamod Shlomo is what they say over here. We, if you look at Tosos says that we don't do that. We, Acharei Mos Moshe. You should see, Tosos themselves are ambivalent about whether to follow this, because that was a modification of Haigon, so it's against our Gemara. What we do in Simchas Torah is we read the Yehoshua taking over, the continuation from the end of the Torah, feeds right into Perek Aleph of Yehoshua, and that's what we do for our Haftarah. It's not what it says here in the Gemara. Bein bePesach, bein beSukkos. What about the Shabbos? Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Rav Huna says from Rav, Shabbos Shachal Yos B'Chol Amoed. Bein bePesach, bein beSukkos. Mikra Kriyan Re'eyata Omer Eli. That's Vayif Sol. And Afturi bePesach Hoatzamos Hayveshos and beSukkos B'Yom Bo Gog. Okay. That's what it says. On Shabbos Chol Amoed Pesach, you read the Atzamos Hayveshos, the dry bones. The nevuah about the future, that there's going to be a resurrection of Am Yisrael. And the Sukkos b'yom bo gog, melchemes gog u'magog. And Chanukah ben Asiyim, u'maftir en neres Zechariah. And Chanukah, all you can read, is the psukim in Naso. And maftir ben neres Zechariah, and aftara is that vision of the Zechariah, of seeing the menorahs with the oils pouring into the cups of the menorah. De'im ikloi shtei Shabbosos, if Shabbos falls out twice, the first day and the eighth day of Chanukah, then the first one, Kamaisa, Beneres de Zechariah, and Basraisa, the last one, is Neres Shlomo. Because when it describes that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash and he built the menorahs there, that's, we read that. Okay. Bepurim Bayavo Amalek, on Purim you read the story of the attack of Amalek, right in Mishalach. Beroshe Chadashim, on Rosh Chodesh you have to read, Uberoshe Chachechem, naturally. That's what we do. And Rosh Chodesh Achalios B'Shabbos. What happens when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? So Maftirin, the Haftar that you read is V'haya Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, because it mentions Chodesh and Shabbos in the same pasuk. Chalios, that's what we do. Chalios B'Yachad B'Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, which means yesterday was Erev Rosh Chodesh? May Esmol Maftirin V'Yomer Lo Yonasan Machar Chodesh. And the day before, you read Machar Chodesh, very likely as a very practical matter to remind everybody that Machar is Chodesh. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Amud Beis, Rosh Chodesh Av, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbos, now that's not going to be the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. If Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbos, that means that there's going to be another Shabbos between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av. So it says here, Maftiren Chadshechem O'adechem Son of Nafshi, Hayu alai l'torach, which is in Chazon. That's what it says here. Tosus makes a whole fuss about how we don't do that, and then Tosus goes off to delineate 9 weeks, or 10 weeks, or 11 weeks. 11 weeks of 12 weeks. They like 12 weeks in a row. Tosus goes through 12 weeks worth of haftaras that you do start from the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks, and goes all the way till after Yom Kippur. So Tosfos, each one of those haftaras is prescribed, and they tell you what you're after. The first three are what's called Gimel de Puranusa, the 3 weeks as the three haftaras of Puranus, and then the seven is the Sheva de Nechemta, the seven haftaras of Nechama, and then the last two are the two of Tiyufta, which is Tshuva. Okay, in any case, Rosh Chodesh Av, back to the Gemara, Chal Yos B'Shabbos Maftir Chazon. And because the words are, Chachech Mo'adechem Son and Afshi Hayu Ala L'Torach. There's a little reference there to about the Bnei Yisrael doing Averos. Hayu, and your observance of your Chadashim U'Mo'adim, I hate it. Son and Afshi Hayu Ala L'Torach. And it's a big burden for me. Where it says, what does that mean? My Hayu Ala L'Torach. What does Hashem mean? Or what does the Navi mean when it says that? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if to say, Lo Dayan Lem LeYisrael Shechotim Lefanai. It's not enough that they don't listen to me, and they're not doing what I tell them to do. Ela Shematrichin Osi, that they have to also trouble me to then have to figure out how to deal with it. Leida Eze Gzeira Kasha Avi Aleihim. I have to tell you, I don't really understand the point of this Agadah. Anyway, B'Tisha B'Av, Gufei, Mai, Maftarinan. What do we say as the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av itself? Amarav, Eicha Haisa Lazona, which is also Chazon. We don't do that. Okay. Mikra Mai, what psukim do you read on Tisha B'Av? Tanya. Well, the Braisa says, Acher Mamrim Im Lo Sishma Uli. Acher Mamrim, namely, the Tochacha. And Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef Amar, Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef, the other Tana says, Adoni Natsuni Wamazeh, which is the Meraglim. See, that's very applicable also, because the Masorah is that the Meraglim event was also Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yisham Rimad Masay later Harazos, also the Meraglim. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, well, no, in our time, in our place, Abaye in Bavel, in kind of a later Amora. Ha'idna nahu galma lemikri ki solid banim, that's what we do. Umaftira na sofasi fame, which is what we do. Okay, back to the quote from the Mishnah, b'mamados maisa bereshis. If you're reading the mamados that week, then you're going to read maisa bereshis every day of the week. And we've seen that even before in Tainus. Okay, minahani mili. Where does that come from? Meaning, in other words, why is that applicable, I guess? Amar Rabbi Ami, ilmalei mamados lo niskaimu shamayim ve'aretz. Because the mamados are the things that are keeping the world going. Let's really hope that that's not so, because we don't doing mamados. And shamayim ve'aretz are going. Lo niskaimu shamayim ve'aretz. Shenemar im lov risi yomam ve'layla. Chukos shamayim ve'aretz lo samti. This pasuk is a little bit of not in order. Im lo brisi yom ve'layla chukos shamayim ve'aretz lo samti. That means if you're not maintaining my bris all the time, then I wouldn't keep the world going. That kind of a thing. Uksiv. Okay, so that's why I read Maisa Bracious when we are doing Mamados, because we're participating in the Karbanos, and the Karbanos are keeping the world going. Where do you see the Karbanos are keeping the world going? Because it says, if not for the Mamados, the Shmai V'aretz wouldn't remain, wouldn't be able to endure. But, okay, I don't exactly know what the connection is. But Uksiv, and in a related way, this is related, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Bama Eida Ki Irashana. If you remember, at a certain point, Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu that I'm going to give you this whole land. I'm going to give you this whole land for you and descendants. And Hashem says, "Well, b'ma'ida ki irashana." Amar Avraham lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what that means? We think that it means, well, I don't know if I can trust you. How am I supposed to know to take your word for this? So that's not really what it means. Amar Avraham lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara here says that what Avraham Avinu was saying to Hashem is, Ribono shel Olam, Shema achas v'shalom Yisrael chotim lefanecha, v'yata osel hem kedor mabel v'kedor haflaga. What Avraham is doing is he's thinking ahead, and he's saying, well, I know things look really rosy right now, but I don't think it's always necessarily going to be this way. What will happen if my children, my descendants are going to be chotei lefanecha, and you're gonna destroy them like you did for the Dor Mabla, Dor Flaga. So you don't have that kind of patience for people who aren't doing what you say. Amar lo lav, Hashem said, nah, I won't do that. Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, b'ma'eda. Okay, it sounds like it's the same day. He says, well, how am I supposed to believe you? But Rashi says a different thing. It means like, how can I advise them as to how to ensure that they have a way to get back into your favor in case they fall out of favor? Amar lo kichali egla mishuleshes. So that's where Hashem made the bris ben habesarim, where he took the animals and split them, and Hashem and Avram walks in between. And that bris ben habesarim was supposed to be an allusion to korbanos. Amar lo kichali egla mishuleshes. In other words, the korbanos. Amar lefanav yibonah shel olam teinach b'zman hamikdash b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim matay aleihem. Well, that works if there is a way for them to offer korbanos. So because the korbanos, I guess the point is that if the korbanos are really keeping the world going, or if the korbanos are keeping the bris with Hashem going, with Avram and the family with Hashem going, what happens when there's no korbanos? Amar lo, kvar tikanti lem seder korbanos. Well, look, I mean, I've described the procedures of the korbanos. Kol zman shekorim bohem, if they don't have the opportunity to bring the korbanos, as long as they learn or recite the korbanos, male ani aleichem ki ilu makriven lefanai korban umochel ani akol avonoseihem. So then they get the benefit of the korbanos by simply reciting the korbanos, and that's sufficient. And that's what it means, that you have to say or read the what? The Briyasa Olam. Where did that come? Like, how did that fit into what we were just talking about? So it's not really. The Rishonim quote this Gemara to say the importance of saying Korbanos every day. And it's fallen out of practice in our circles that we don't really spend time doing Korbanos. But we should. It's not right. We should really be more careful to see this Korbanos, like it says over here in this Gemara. So Rishonim write, look what it says in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, Amar Lefanav, so Hashem to Hashem, Teinach, and Amar Lo, and Hashem responded. So if Hashem is saying that this is that this works, so then we really ought to feel obliged to be more careful about saying the Psukim of the Korbanos. Now you have to say everything. You just have to say at least the paragraph of the Korban Tamid. It's also a similar Gemara. It's another regatta. It says, Zos Toras HaChata, Zos Toras HaAsham, and they're showing him a quote from the Medrash that means that the learning the Torah of the Korbanos is comparable to offering the Korbanos when you don't have the means. It's also based on another pasuk in Shuva, where it says, V'neshalma parim sifaseinu, that sometimes what we say with our mouth can be mashlim, can make up for the karbanos that we aren't able to offer. Okay, two dots. Betanius brachas uklalos, v'yem mafsikim uklalos. Antanis, you read the tochacha. We don't do that. We don't follow what it says here in the Mishnah. We don't follow what it says there in this Gemara either. But let's take a look. It says on fast days you're supposed to read the tochacha. Minohani mili. Why are we reading the tochacha? No, no, no. He asks, why aren't you allowed to stop in the middle? Once you start reading the tochacha, why can't you stop? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yasi, the Amar Kura, Musar Hashem bini al timas. Because the problem is that if you stop in the middle, it's as if you can't take it and you don't want to hear rebuke. And that's not right. So because the Pasuk in Mishlei says that it's not right to try to avoid hearing the rebuke of the Psukim, don't stop. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, no, that's not the problem. The problem isn't the guy who stops. Problem is, what's going to happen with the next day? He's going to have to start in the tochacha. Amar Reish Lakish lefisha ein omrim bracha al ha-puranus. You don't say a bracha and then start reading puranus. You don't say a bracha on puranus. That led to the minhag. That is the official minhag that we all know, is that if you have to make hosafis, you look for a spot where it's a pleasant spot to end. You don't try to break an aliyah at a place where it says like Vaimesu or something bad. You just look for something good. Generally speaking, it's not 100% true, but generally speaking, the official aliyos that are printed in the Chumash do try to follow that guideline as well. They try to stop in good places rather than in what would have been more natural places, which are because they're bad. Aleichi Yavid, so what should you do for the tochacha? Tanak Yeshu Maskil, Maskil, but Pasuk Shalifnehem. Yeshu Messiah, Messiah, Pasuk Shalifnehem. You have to, when you start, you have to start reading at least the Pasuk prior, which is where it's still brachos going on. That's what we do. It's not one Pasuk, Tosus points out. And when you're finished, you have to keep going at least a Pasuk or two past the end. I don't really know why you can't stop. Maybe you can't stop right at the end of the Tochacha because you're still saying a bracha over the psukim that we just read, that was Puranus also. So you want to keep going into some good or at least neutral psukim. Amar Abaye, Loshana Bela Beklalisha B'Torah Kalani. Abaye has an important distinction. He says, well, look, there are two tochachas in the Torah. They have the short one in Bechukosai, and you have the long one in Kisavo. So this restriction about stopping in the middle only applies to the short one in Bechukosai. You could stop in the middle of the long tochacha. He says there's no prohibition against stopping in the middle of the tochacha in Kisavo. My taima. The Gemara asks, why is there a distinction? And you have to listen to this distinction. This distinction on the surface sounds like it's apikorsis. And we have to see. Is what it says. Well, because halalu b'lashon rabim amuros. Well, because the psukim, the tochacha that's in Bechukosai, if you read the words, you'll see this in for a second, that it's written in lashon rabim, in plural, because it's talking to all the Jews. Umoshe mipi hagvura amaran. And when Moshe was saying these messages to the Bnei Israel, he was speaking from Hashem. Like Hashem is the talker. It's Hashem is saying these in the first person of Hashem. Halalu, but the Torah's Kohanim, no, but the Mishnah Torah, meaning the ones in Kisavo, the Lashon Yachid Amuros, those are said in Lashon Yachid, which is true. It's Cha and Viyacha Hashem, like these kinds of things. And Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amaran, and Moshe was saying those on his own, which is why, if you look at the Psukim, Hashem is referred to in the third person. It's Hashem will do these things. Hashem will, not I will. So now the implication here, well, the reason I say that it sounds on the surface to be heretical, is because we don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu was innovating Psukim in the Chumash. The Psukim in the Chumash were not Moshe Rabbeinu's own pieces. So that's what they point out. Everybody who points out on the page that, no, Rashi writes that it's Beruach HaKodesh, and others say the same kind of a thing. Moshe Rabbeinu certainly innovated all kinds of things. Doesn't mean that they made it into the Chumash. But when Hashem dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he captured all of these words, whether he modified them or not, but he captured them as if Moshe Rabbeinu was the speaker of these messages. And so that presumably means that the Tochacha and the Toras Kohanim is a bit of a lesser Musar, oddly enough, even though it's longer. And the fact that it's Lashon Yachid, oddly enough, seems to depersonalize, even though you would have figured the reverse. And, okay, so that's what it says. Even though, Shulchan Aruch says, even though the din does not require keeping the whole Tocha together in Kisavo, but that's our practice anyway. Okay. Interestingly, it's not only the Tochacha that you find the Psukim written from the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire Sefer Devarim flip-flops back and forth. If you just look through all of Sefer Devarim, you'll see that sections are written from the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem is in third person, and sections are written in Hashem first person. You don't even have to read more than, I think, the Shema makes that very clear. Some of the Shema is like Hashem is first person. Okay. In any case, Levi Barbuti, Havakari become Gamgim Kame de Ravuna. Levi Barbuti was once reciting the Psukim de Tochacha in front of Ravuna. I mean, Ravuna was present in Shul. Biaru Rei, reading the Tochacha. Omar Lo! And the point was, he was Megamgim. It looked like he was trying to stop, or he was rushing through it, Rashi says. He was having difficulty. Omar Lo! So Ravuna said to him, he says to him, don't trouble yourself. You don't have to worry about stuff. You want to stop here? You can't take it, so stop. And the psukim in Torah's Kohanim, you have to go through, but in the Mishnah Torah, you can stop. Okay. So like I said, even though it says you could stop, but our minhag is not. Ezra tikan lam liyisrael shiukorin klala shabbatoras kohanim kodem atzeres v'shab mishnah Torah kodem Rosh Hashanah. So it says here, Reb Shem ben Elazar records a takanas Ezra, that you have to read the tochacha of Bechukosai before Shavuos, and the tochacha of Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. My taima, Amar Abaye. Why did he insist on that? Amar Abaye, the Temer Mish Lakish, Kadesha Techla Hashana Vekilalo Seha. So as to kind of symbolically make the curses go out with the old and the new year starts fresh. And that's what we do. That is what we do. We always read the Tochacha right before Rosh Hashanah, and we read the other Tochacha before Shavuos, and leap year is sometimes messed it up. Bishlama Sheb Mishneh Torah. But hold on a second, the Gemara says. It's the Tochacha and Kisavo, that comes before Rosh Hashanah, and the reason works, because it's about to be Rosh Hashanah. So Ika Kadesha Tichla Shana Vekila Loseha. Elishab Vitaris Kohanim. Atu Atzeres Yerosh Hashanah hi. What do you think Atzeres has the status of Rosh Hashanah? So that reason wouldn't explain why he insisted on finishing the klalas, the tochacha before Shavuos. Gemara says, what do you mean? Yeah, in. Atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah, he did snan, like it says in Mishnah. Beatzeres al perisa ilan, like it says in Rosh Hashanah, we learned this. That on Shavuos, we're in Idonim al perisa ilan, so even though that's the din, presumably that has the same quality of Rosh Hashanah, in that sense, of Rosh Hashanah being a medin. And okay, so that's what it says, that he, Ezra, was misaking to read the Tochacha of Taras Kohanim before Shavuos, which is generally what happens. Tosis makes the comment that, well, hold on a minute, we're always off. Everything's always off, because we don't just read Kisavo right before Rosh Hashanah, it's always Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah. And we don't read B'chukos right before Shavuos, it's always B'midbar right before Shavuos. So, okay, so Tosis points out that, well, we create a buffer week. That we don't want it to be right, you know, shouldn't have it fresh in your mind when you get to Rosh Hashanah. It has to be right before, but not quite right before. So, okay, so that's how things have played out. Anyway, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the following advice. Im yomaru lecha zekenim stor, yeladim b'nei. If zekenim ever advise you to do something that seems to you to be destructive, but yeladim, younger people, give you advice to do things that sound constructive, I don't want to get political here, but it's very obvious what the political implications are of this statement. Stor vialtivne. Then listen to the older people. And do even what seems to be destructive. Mipnesha stira zikenim binyan. Ubinyan ne'arim stira. Because when older people advise you to do things that seem destructive, that's productive. And binyan ne'arim is stira. And innovative programming that the younger people are behind that can sometimes lead to destruction. Similar davar Rechavim and Shlomo. And if you want a simon for that type of thing, look at what happened in the story of Rechavim. Rechavim ben Shlomo was the melech right after Shlomo. And there was a certain time when the people were angry at about some kind of a move that the melech Rechavim wanted. He was taxing them heavily. And he didn't know how to play it. He didn't know how to respond. And so it says, you read the psukim, it says his advisors, which were the old advisors that also, I guess, must have been around Shlomo Amelech's time, his father's time, told him, you know, this is the dangerous situation. You should give in, yield to the demand of the people. And even if that might, in some way, maybe tend to erode some of the Kvod Malchus, because you want to stand firm, that's going to be worth it. And it says that he wasn't sure whether to follow the advice, so he asked his younger advisors. And the younger advisors say, what are you doing? You have to establish your prestige right now, and you have to stand firm, and you have to resist. And so there was a civil war, and the country split into two and remained that way forever. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Makom shemafsikin b'shabis shachris. Brisa says that at the time, that the place where you finish laning on Shabbos Shacharis, Sham, Korn b'mincha, that's where you read from Mincha. And listen to this, what this Brisa has. And where you stop at Mincha, Sham, Korin, B'sheni. And you read from that point on on Monday. And B'sheni, and where you finish on Monday, Sham, Korin, B'chamishi. And then you read a third. So you really get, kind of, you bite deeply into the Parsha by the time you're ready to get into next Shabbos. And where you finish on Shabbos, though, look what it says. When you finish on Shabbos, you can actually continue. Sham Korin LeShabbos Haba. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, oh, so it's not what I said. You can use the Kriyas Torah of the Monday and Thursday Shabbos Mincha to plow through the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda Meir, no, that's not what you do. Malkam Shemaf Sikim B'Shabbos, where you finish landing on a Shabbos, Shacharis, in the morning, Sham Korin B'Mincha. That's where you start from at Mincha. U'B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi. And you start again over there on Monday, and again over there on Thursday. Ula Shabbos Haba. And then you're going to start from there again, Shabbos morning the following week. Okay, so you read Rishon's a lot. Amar Rabbi Zeira Halacha. Rabbi Zeira says, what's the psak? Makam Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Sham Korin B'Mincha, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, Ula Shabbos Haba. The Gemara says, what did Rabbi Zeira have to spell it all out for? Why couldn't Rabbi Zeira just have said, we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda? V'leima halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answer is, well, mishum de'afchilu. Because there are sometimes some people quoted this machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda in the reverse direction. So if and he was aware of that. So if he had just endorsed Rabbi Yehuda, then in those places where Rabbi Yehuda was presented as saying that you just keep going on serially rather than by repeating, then that we would have gotten the wrong impression. Okay, next week is the last one.